Mansfield 103.2.
Coming up after the break, where are they now? I have former Stags legend Dave Smith, the manager of the 1974 championship winning side, on the line with me. All that, much more, coming up next.
Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
Welcome back, the time is 6:19. You're listening to Mansfield 103.2, the Players Lounge. My studio guest, to my left I have Stevie Archon, and to my right, Dave Jervis, youth team manager, Mansfield Town. Now, wait on the line, I have the 4th division championship winning manager, Dave Smith. Dave started his playing career at Burnley with making 115 appearances in the top flight. From there, moving on, he went to Brighton and Hove Albion and then finished off at Bristol City. More famous to us, though, he was that winner who lifted the Division 4 Championship. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Dave, where are you at the minute?
Sorry?
Whereabouts are you at the minute?
Oh, I'm at home in my little den.
Oh, right. Dave, just to let the listeners know, what are you doing at the minute?
I'm just looking at all my notes. Have me look at the Mansfield book that I've got here.
All right, okay.
Things like that. It says in the right place at the right time.
Are you in any of them pages?
It says in the right place at the right time. One of the best managers the game has ever seen. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Dave, what book is it?
That's The Legends of Mansfield Town by Dave Bracegirdle or something.
And Steve Hartshorn.
That's right, that's the one.
Dave, just looking back over your career, did you enjoy every single minute of it?
Yeah, more or less. I didn't. I think when I worked at Arsenal with Bertie Mee, that was a bit heavy, that part of my career, and you learned an awful lot. But Bertie was a hard taskmaster. But I think the rest of the time, I think I was better as a manager. I enjoyed management. I didn't enjoy losing matches, but I enjoyed management. You were in charge of what you were doing, and it was brilliant, yes.
Now, from the research I have in front of me, it says that you broke your leg 5 times. Now, just before you come in, did you actually know that there were such things called shin pads?
Bertie actually got me a freshly made pair from Germany that took care of the tibia and the fibula, you see. The lower third is always, I mean, people have pads up to their, just below their knees, but it's always the lower third of tib and fib that's always has a problem.
Dave, we're going to come on to your Mansfield career very shortly, but had you always wanted to be a footballer since being a young boy?
Yeah, I suppose so. When I was at school at Dundee, I was captain of Dundee School Boys, but never thought, I did 4 years French and 4 years German at grammar school, and I was brilliant at that, but the football side was always there. I wasn't a brilliant player, I got better.
And how did you get spotted as a player in them days?
Oh, there was a scout in Burnley called Jimmy Scott, and he sent a lot of Scots players down. In fact, there was about 12 Scotsmen at Burnley at one time, all of different age groups and different positions and things like that.
And another thing on your playing career, best ground you ever played at?
It must be my debut, because I made my debut at Spurs.
At White Hart Lane?
At White Hart Lane. And even to this day, it hasn't changed much, because we were always saying, oh, double-decker stands, wow, that must be something, you know.
Just mention the best ground you ever played. What about the best player you've ever faced? Just have a good think about the best player you've ever faced in your time.
Well, I was lucky enough to play against Tom Finney and Stanley Matthews.
And
Brian Douglas at Blackburn. No, I think Tom Finney. Finney was a two-footed player, gentleman, but he was quick and he was devious and... I would think he was the best. Stanley Matthews, people used to think that he was... very, very good gentleman, but he swore at me a couple of times when I was... I had a man mark him, you see, all the time, you see, and I was quicker these days.
What about the best player you've ever played with? How about that one?
Oh, played with? Now, that is very, very difficult, really. It's difficult, that. If you said to me the best player, who I like to have played with...
Yeah.
...would be Dave McKay.
Dave McKay?
Because Dave McKay, without him at Derby, I don't think Cluffy... Our dear old Clough. I don't think he would have made such a great hit as manager as he did. Dave McKay was brilliant. He was an all-rounder, wasn't he? Captain, could defend, can attack, good passer. He was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
If not him, who had the biggest influence on your career?
I think it was my old manager, Alan Brown at Burnley. Then he appointed me as Sheffield Wednesday as coach when I was... In the coaching circles, but he was hard, but he gave praise. I think praise is I think I became the same. But can I just digress a bit and say, there was a couple of players at Plymouth that I met just recently, and they said, "We were bloody frightened to death of you," he says, "at Plymouth." I said, "Me? Why me?" He says, "Well, we didn't know when you were going to explode." I said, "Well, I only exploded when you did things wrong."
Was you a harsh manager, Dave?
I became harsher.
Who did you learn
that
from?
No, it was one of these things where you give praise, and if the lads did the right things, yeah, you all make mistakes, but if somebody cheated and or something like that, then... But we had no cheats, I don't think. Mm. I mean, I'm looking at a team here. Roddy Arnold, Sandy Pate, Bird, Colin Foster, Barry Foster, Lathan, Matthews, Hodgson, Clark. Now, Ray Clark, he was brilliant.
Fantastic player, weren't you?
He was a guy who, without him, I don't think we would have done what we have done. And, of course, Jimmy McCaffrey.
Dave, just how big and how far did you think Mansfield Town could go after winning that fourth division championship?
I think they got into the second division with Peter Morris, yes. He was a good lad, and I thought we could have gone there, but I think you always believe that you can go to the best that you can achieve. I mean, I remember at Southend, we played Liverpool in the FA Cup, and we drew with them 0-0, and they were European champions. And somebody said to me, "Well, how are you going to do against them?" I said, "Well, we'll probably play the best we've ever played." And we did, and we got a draw, and we went back to Liverpool, and they done us.
What was the key to the success for the fourth division championship, Dave? What would you put it down
to? I think we hustled well. I had just come from Arsenal, and we hustled well, and we passed. And we did a lot of passing activities. I remember once we did a heavy session of half laps and doggies and shuttles, and we did some weight training. And I said, "Right, we're going up to the training ground." Somebody said, "But it's all muddy." And I said, "Well, that's all right. We'll go up there and we'll play, because you've got to play in mud sometime." And we did one-touch football, and they thought I was crazy. And I don't think they'd ever played so well.
Dave, you mentioned in there about you not only your playing, but then into your coaching roles. Now, I have some stats in front of me that you went on to coach clubs like Burnley, Sheffield Wednesday, Newcastle, Arsenal, Southend, Plymouth, Dundee. But the one that sticks out to me is Libya. How'd you end up there?
Well, I left Bristol City, and I could have got a job as a reserve team coach at Exeter City. And then this job came up, was double the money, Benghazi in Libya. And there was, who was out there at the time? There was Billy Elliott, who used to be a player at Sunderland. Another player from Middlesbrough, I've forgotten his name now, oh dear. And it was a two-year contract, and we got double the money. But I didn't, all my life I haven't suffered fools very, very gladly. And the Libyans were, well, it was tomorrow, Bukhara, Baden Bukhara, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Mr. Smith, you enjoy our nice sunshine, our nice country.
I was just thinking, Dave, whether you'd gone on the wrong plane to Benidorm or something. I ended up in Libya.
I don't know about that. Probably I should have gone to Benidorm.
Yeah.
We're going to look now on your Mansfield Town career. That's what we want you here for. Now, most important is you took over that role in April 1974, which led us winning that fourth division championship. Tell me, as we had a really interesting chat over the weekend, tell me everything you remember right up to taking that job and then on to winning the championship.
Well, when I came for the interview, I did my homework. I'd seen Mansfield play twice, so I was able to come in during the interview, and so it's being prepared, really. So I went in there, I got the job. I don't think everybody, I think there was six directors. There was Mr. Patrick, the chairman, and there was Mr. Chambers, Brian Chambers? And anyway, there was, I think, three out of five or four out of five wanted me to come, and I just came, and I just did the things that I believed in, like, used to close down everybody. We went on a little pre-season tour to the southwest. We played Weymouth and Yeovil, and somebody said to me, "God," he says, you're going to win the championship playing like that." And I said, "Well, I don't know about that." Then we finished off at Kettering against Ron Atkinson's side, and we beat his side as well. And it was just, but we were lucky. We only had... There was one spell during that season we only had, I think it was 11 games out of changing the side. And then we had another spell when we had 9 games out of changing the side. And that, well, it's a good job because we only had about 16 players and the rest were just young boys, weren't they?
It's not
but that was how it happened. And we just got better and better. Kevin Bird became a really sharp, rapier-type centre-back. And I think Jimmy McCaffrey, he grew up. I mean, the board wanted me to get rid of him at the end of that season. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy was Jimmy, you know. But anyway, so but like, I think it was that. It was nothing but a lot of changes, winning matches, and I'm just looking here and saying, Mansfield 3, Lincoln 1, this was the 14th of April that year, and there was 14,351 people
at Mansfield Town. How much would love to see that now? It's interesting you say that, Stephen. When I ask you, how much would we love to see that many back at the mill now?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
It'd be incredible.
You know, I think in today's climate, if Mansfield Town did get a success, I don't think you get any more than 6,000-7,000, no. Even if they were running away with next season's League Two Championship. I think society's changed a little bit, and people have took up doing different things on Saturdays, but. I can just remember. I was born in 68, and I can just remember.
1860.
Yeah. I can just remember it, you know, and I can remember the songs about Jim McCaffrey flying down the wing and everything else, and just magical memories. A time when a friend always said to me, he says, we used to go to Mansfield Town week in, week out, never even thinking we were going to lose. And as a kid, I think both me and my friend went along and must have gone 2 years without seeing Mansfield Town lose at home. It was just unheard of.
Yeah, it was incredible. Dave, coming back to you again, name some of the players you remember that were just so key to that championship winning side. Like I said,
there was Ray Clark, of course, and it was the chairman, really, Arthur Patrick, who put me on to him at Swindon, and we brought it. I saw, we watched him play, and we brought him up and thought, well, he's class. Then there was Terry Eccles, of course, big Terry. Mm. I think him and Clarkey were sort of, you know, different kettle of fish. But I think Paul Matthews has got to be my player. What he had bad knees. But he was like the sort of Makalele. What do they call the Chelsea player again?
Yes, Makalele.
Yeah, yeah, and Paul Matthews was a bit like that. But he had to have 2 days off through the week to recover, you see. But then Kevin Bird. I think Kevin Bird. Once he got fit, he was brilliant.
Who was the characters in your side there, Dave? Who were the changing room jokers them days?
Oh, I think possibly. I think Ray Clark was a bit of a joker, and I got Gordon Hodgson from Newcastle, and he was the dandy of the side, you know, nice arms out, you know, look at me, I can that type of thing.
Dave
and Barry, mind a little Barry Foster. The board said to me, we would like you to get rid of Jimmy McCaffrey, Barry Foster, Colin Foster, and I said, pardon? I said, no, you don't tell me who to get rid of. I tell you who I want to stay. And this is what happened. See, I don't suffer fools gladly, and when they started talking like that, I get a bit mad, see.
Dave.
And, but anyway, they said, well, one director said to me, he said, Barry Foster says, he says, I don't know why you're keeping him. He says, his arse is too near the ground.
I'll tell you something, Dave. You're looking at the legends, but when we did the book launch, there was Ray Clark, there was Terry Eccles came up.
And I can just jump in there. They're all coming up on the show in the next few weeks as well, Steve.
Are they really?
And yes. They all came together, and I'll tell you something, and Kev Bird was there, and Mansfield Town treated them perfectly. They gave them tickets to the game, the whole lot, everything else, looked after, treated them like the stars that they were. And to listen to some of the stories, you know, obviously I spent a few hours with them, and to listen to some of the stories, and, you know, a couple of them have not seen each other since, you know,
really?
Leaving the club, and it was a real nice day, really, really well.
Dave, I'm going to jump on you now for the final question. I'm going to ask you now.
That's okay. You,
what was, apart from the winning the championship day, what was your greatest moment in the Amber and Blue?
Oh, that's difficult, that, isn't it? I think it was the very last match of that season. Now, mind you, the following season we went. It said in the book, and I've got the book in front of me. Sorry about that. I said Mansfield were languishing in the lower depths of the table at the time when he was sacked, you see, and that's it. But we weren't languishing in the lower depths, we had been, but we went 18 games without defeat.
That's it, on the way up.
And then I got the sack, and then I went into the boardroom, and Mr. Patrick said, sorry I have to tell you, they said, but unanimously we have decided at this board meeting to release you from your management duties forthwith. Circumstances and other factors made this decision possible. And I says, what are the factors? I said, we can't tell you. I said, you can't tell me. And to this day, I don't know how I got the sack. But they said, we'll take your motor car away on the 3rd of May. And I says, I like and your duties cease forthwith. You know, it's almost 32 years ago to the day, isn't it? Something like that. And you were asking me a question.
Dave, no, that was the one about the greatest number. That was absolutely fantastic. Well, Dave, thank you ever so much for joining us, and we'll be in touch with you again in the near future.
Yeah, can I just say that I think Mansfield's got a good lad in Billy Dearden.
Yeah?
I've known Billy over the years, and I think he'll do well. And I think they're doing quite well again, aren't they?
Yeah, we're on our...
I keep looking for the results.
Well, we're hopefully on our way up again. But, Dave, thank you ever so much for speaking to Manchester 103.2. You've been absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Dave.
And
you take care.
And all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. That
That
was Dave Smith speaking to Manchester 103.2. Also, a big thank you to Martin Shaw there, providing me some of the detail on his... what a man he sounds to be, Steve.
Dave, he's a fantastic guy. He's a proper character as well. I know we've been very fortunate on this radio station to speak to him a couple of times in the past, but he's a real nice character. And like I said, I was only small, you know, when Stags were running away with the 4th Division Championship, but what a time to be a Mansfield Town fan.
The Players' Lounge. Mansfield.